It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How often do you sing that song with me? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Do you sing it when I come to visit with you on the television? I like it when you sing with me. Yeah. I have a little somebody to show you here. See if you can find him in here. Can you see the chameleon? It's very hard to see, because he sort of takes on the color of his surroundings. Here. Maybe if you come over here, over on the rock. Yeah. Nice chameleon. There. Come on over here. That's a fella. Chameleon. You see, he changes color. Doesn't really change color, but it looks as if he changes color. When he gets on something green, it looks as if he's green. When he gets onto something brown, it looks as if he's brown. But we don't do that. No. The color of our skin is the color of the skin that we're born with. Yeah. Our skin doesn't change color because we're human beings. Boys are human beings, and girls are human beings, and grown-up men are human beings, and grown-up women are human beings. I think it's great to be a human being. And it's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, you yourself, you. It's you I like. Yes. I have a picture of some chameleons. Let me show you here. Here are two of them. This one on the top, you see, looks very light because it's against this light leaf. You see it? And then this one here looks darker because it's against this dark bark here. This is a little chameleon, too. Yeah. all sorts of animals like this. Reptiles, turtles, all sorts of things. Yep. Well, I want to show you something else. Lots of things to show you. Some friends of ours made a film and used different pieces of paper that have different designs on them. Now, you see, if you'd put this rooster against this paper, it would be rather hard to see it if it would just stand still. But if you'd put it against a plain paper like this, see, it'd be easier to see. See the difference? Show you another part. Here's a zebra. See this zebra? Easy to see against this paper, isn't it? But look here. Gets camouflaged. Camouflage means it's hard to tell the one from the other. Hidden. But now it's not so camouflaged. Here's some other papers that you'll see in the film. This one has daisies. Look at this one. It's great colors. Red, white, and blue. Some friends of mine have a room that's painted all red, white, and blue. Yeah. It's a very bright room. Let me find the first piece of paper that I want to show you. Now, this is the way the film's going to start, and I'd like you to see it. Made it with just this paper at the beginning. Lots you can do with paper and film and ideas. Look at my day off shirt. This is one I wear in my day off. It has a design on it too. Take a close look and see if you can tell where the pocket is. Because the pocket is camouflaged, sort of hidden. Find the pocket of my shirt. There's my pen. You've found it. That's it. Okay, let's have some make-believe, all right? Get the trolley. There, trolley. Okay, trolley. Let me see, what was going on in make-believe last week? Oh, X the Owl was printing those posters for Lady Elaine's book show. Let's see how Lady Elaine's book show's coming today. All right, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi there, trolley. Well, yes, you're right. Today is the day of Lady Elaine's special book show. Well, as far as I know, just about everyone from the neighborhood of make-believe will be there. She sure will be proud.
Well, well, it's a good day when Brenda Joyce comes our way. Hi.
Hello, Elsie Jean. Hi, little Anna. Getting some sun?
Yes, she certainly is. Oh, we're just waiting for Dr. Bill to return home. Did you know that he's coming home a bit early from the office today?
Early?
Why
is that?
Why, he's going to take us to the book show at the museum go-round, of course. Are you going?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it for anything. Mm.
Oh, I understand Lady Elaine has worked all weekend to get it ready.
She certainly has, and didn't X do a good job on these signs?
Oh, yes. You mean our own X the Owl? He made those, you mean?
Well, he certainly did. You know, his hero, Benjamin Franklin, was a printer. And so he likes to do as much printing as he can.
Well, he did a professional job, all right.
Well, the next time you see him, you just might tell him so.
All right, I'll do that. I'll just do that. Well, I've got to be going along now. We'll see you a little later, then.
Yes, I'm going to go over to the museum and see if Lady Elaine needs any help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Just look at that. Lady Elaine must be busy as a bee.
Not time yet. Come back in 3 and a half.
It's Brenda Joyce, Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi, dearie. Look, I'm too busy to talk now.
Well, I understand. I just thought that maybe there was something I could do to help you.
Not that I can think of. Thanks anyhow. Things are almost ready in here.
All right. Well, I'll come back later then.
Toot toot. Say, dearie.
Oh, yes.
Just thought of something. There is one thing you could do. How do you like the signs, anyway?
Oh, I think they're just beautiful.
It's a great, a pretty good book show. Monday at the museum go around. Here it is Monday, and I've got myself all dressed up with an extra wig and all.
It's just about time, and you look lovely,
Lady
Lane.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. Well, this is my big day. What I've been waiting for. But the one thing you could do is to ask Friday to bring that reptile book of his. It's down in the Royal Library. He'll know the one I mean.
No sooner said than done.
Thanks. You're a dear. See you later.
Bye
oh,
now.
Boy, what a day for me.
Hello, Dr.
Well,
Bill.
Well, good afternoon to you, Mrs. Joyce.
And how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm Bill well, thank you. Hey, and yourself?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Well, good.
You know, I just saw Elsie Jean and little Anna. They were waiting for you. They said that you were going to pick them up.
Oh, I'd better not keep them waiting. I must be along then.
Well, I'll see you at the book show.
Aye, right you are, the book show. Well,
I think we're all set to go to the museum Friday.
Good. I want to be the first one there to give the book show a royal opening.
Fine. Oh, look, here's Brenda Joyce.
Hello, Queen Sarah, King Friday.
Madam Royal Book Editor, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Highness.
We're just leaving for the book show. You're going, aren't you?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. But right now I'm on an errand for Lady Elaine.
Oh, what does she need?
Your book on reptiles. I think she needs it for her show.
Oh, my book. Well, of course.
I'll get it for you, Friday. I know right where it is in the library.
Thank you, dear. She wants my book in her show, does she? Oh, say, that sounds like McFeely. Oh,
I think you're right.
Here, Mr. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mrs. Joyce. Good day. Speedy delivery. I have a special speedy delivery here for King Friday.
For me?
Special speedy. Yes, sir.
What is it, Mr. McFeely?
There you go.
Oh, where did you find this?
Well, they came from the Westwood Zoo.
They must be my chameleons.
Your chameleons?
I was reading about chameleons. And I just had to see one. Yes, I wrote to my friend Dr. Frog at the Westwood Zoo, asking him to send me some. Well, lovely. Summon the entire kingdom, McFeely.
The entire kingdom,
yes,
King Friday?
The whole neighborhood of make-believe. Tell everyone to come here this instant to see my chameleons.
Well, King Friday... I'm sure you're very excited about your chameleons, but...
Yes, of course. They're lovely. Look at them.
Lady Elaine's book show is just about to begin.
Oh, well, I don't mind if I'm late for that. She can do without a royal opening.
Well, that wasn't what I was thinking about.
Chameleon. Oh, well, what were you thinking about? Look at that amazing
Well, if
creature.
You summon everybody here, King Friday, there won't be anybody left to go to Lady Elaine's book show.
Oh, yes. Well, I see. She can have it another day. Yes.
Oh, but, sir, she's worked so very hard.
Yes.
She's been working all weekend.
Well, we can see her book show anytime. Tell everyone I want them here immediately. Yes.
Well, all right. Everyone in the castle immediately.
Oh, what a lovely creature. You could help. Help too, Madam Editor. You could go over that way and tell people.
Well, I'll go to the museum. That's what I'll do.
Yes. Oh, what a lovely treat this will be for everyone.
Well, Friday, it's ready. I have it in a bag inside.
Oh, well, never mind the book. Come see these chameleons, Sarah. Everyone's coming here to see my chameleons.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, ready, dear, ready. And here you are, the first guest for the book show, the editor herself. Come
Lady
on in,
Elaine.
Dearie. Say, did you tell
I just don't know how to tell you this.
Oh, what's up? King Friday couldn't find the reptile book.
No, that's not the problem.
Oh, well, what are you talking about?
Well, everybody's at the castle.
The castle? Well, what in the world are they doing there? It says right here on the poster... A pretty good book show.
No, that's not it, Lady Elaine.
At the museum go round.
You see, King Friday commanded everyone to come to the castle to see his chameleon.
He what? He commanded? Well, Friday's got his nerve. Who does he think he is anyway?
The king, I guess.
Yeah, well, being a king has its limits. So he thought he could... I'll show him a thing or two. Just you hang on, sweetie. I'll be right there.
Well, Lady... Mm-hmm. Lady Elaine?
I'll show him. He can't upset Fairchild.
Well, what are you going to do?
You just come with me to the castle. Ready? Get set.
Well, Don Quixote will be here shortly, and Cordy has a project, but he'll be here in a few and a half moments, King Friday.
Oh, very fine. Yes, excellent chameleons here.
Did anybody tell Henrietta and ask Max?
Yes, I did, Elsie Jean, I did.
Wait till Lady Elaine sees these chameleons. Just you wait.
Lady Elaine doesn't want to see the chameleons, Friday.
Oh, there you are. Good. Come on down and see my chameleons.
What's the big idea, Friday? You must think it's fun to work all weekend and then this.
Oh, come, Fairchild. Your books will keep.
So will your chameleons.
Now, don't get all upset.
I'm not as upset as you're going to be. Boomerang, Toomerang... Sumerang.
Oh, foolish. Hold on to your hats there.
Well, dearies, I'm off to the book show.
Fairchild, stop this nonsense this instant.
I'm off to my own book show, where everything will be right side up at the museum go-round.
Fairchild...
Toot toot.
Look what she's done.
What do we do?
Fairchild, come back here.
Hold on, my dear. Here, take it easy.
I don't think she can hear you.
Well, don't you think I can see that? Now, McFeely, turn us over.
Well, what did you have in mind, King Friday?
I don't know. Just grab on to something.
Well,
hold somewhere.
Here.
Just pull and push.
Well, I don't seem to
turn
have
us over here.
What am I going to do?
Oh.
It won't buzz. It just won't buzz.
When I get my hands on that fair child.
Was a kind of a strange thing.
She was very unhappy.
Well, I think she had good reason. After all, the chameleons will be here tomorrow, too, Friday.
Yes, we can all come back to see them again.
Oh, all right.
Well, yes, I'll be glad to tell everybody to come tomorrow, King Friday.
All right, don't belabor the point.
I think you've made a very wise decision, Your Majesty.
Well, so do I, Friday.
Well, shall we be off then to the museum?
Yes, I guess so.
I do.
Have Lady Elaine turn this place right side up again.
Yes, well, here's a trolley coming.
Hang on there, trolley. Everything will be right side up in just a minute.
So, trolley. Trolley's right side up. Yep. That upside down business was just pretend. Okay, trolley. Have you ever been disappointed like Lady Elaine was? That you had planned something that you thought people would enjoy, and the very same people that you wanted to come and see it had to do something else instead. I remember one time I planned a little pet show for our neighborhood when I was just a boy. Oh, yes, I was going to have a lot of people bring a lot of different pets. And then at the last minute, they had to do something else. You know, chameleons are cold-blooded animals. That means their blood is the same temperature as the outside air, not warm all the time like ours. I think I better call Mr. McFeely and ask him if he'll deliver this chameleon back to its owner. A young friend of mine owns that. I think that's the right number. Yes, hello, Mrs. McFeely? Is Mr. McFeely there? Oh, he will? Good. The minute he comes, would you tell him that I have a delivery for him, please? Thank you very much. Okay. Goodbye. She says she'll tell him. Let's show the chameleon to the fish. There. Give you a little food, fish. Chameleon's interested. Do you suppose that's Mr. McFeely already? Let's see. Well, that was speedy.
Speedy delivery, at your service.
Boy, you must have just gotten home the minute I put down the phone. Well, I was talking with Mrs. McFeely.
I try to be the speediest delivery man possible.
You are.
One now, chameleon.
That's right, and you know the owner. Would you take this to the...
I certainly will, in a flash. And I have one more delivery out here for you, just right out here, Mr. Rogers.
Well...
Why, one chameleon, and these are two guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs?
Yes, sir.
Whose are these?
Well, they belong to the Dailies, and I thought you might want to show them to your friends. Here's a little bit of food there.
Well, aren't they different from chameleons?
They certainly are. Well, I'll just speedy delivery way, take this back, and I'll be back to pick up the guinea pigs. All righty?
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Belongs to the Roths, you know. Look at these guinea pigs. Would you like something to eat? Here's some celery. A little bit of celery. Okay. Would you like a little bit? I guess not. Could I hold you? Guinea pig you are. Boy, are these ever different. So furry. And soft. These are warm-blooded creatures. Yeah. You lonely? Well, let me get your friend. Your friend likes to eat. There, now you're together. There you go.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Patty. Here are your guinea pigs.
Yes, I ran into Mr. McFeely, and he said that you had them and that I could save him a trip by picking them up.
Good. I'd like you to know my friend.
Hi there.
Mrs. Daly. Patty Daly, and these guinea pigs, I guess they belong to your children, don't
they? Yes, they do. Snowball.
Is that Snowball?
Belongs to Allison.
Uh-huh.
Snowball's very squeaky. This is Fudge. Fudge belongs to Shannon, and he's very quiet.
Hmm. It's a great cage you have for them.
Yes, the milkman gave this to us, and he said that we could use it for a cage because he was finished with his use for it.
Yeah, it's a sturdy one. Here's the food that was with them.
Oh, good. They'll be hungry when they get home.
Where were they when Mr. McFeely picked them up?
They'd been down to visit the kindergarten.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Fatty.
Bye-bye.
Letting us see them. Bye-bye. Well, what a big day. Chameleons and make-believe and guinea pigs. We've thought about a lot of things together and done a lot of things, you and I. Some of the ideas have been mine. Some of the ideas have been yours. We'll think about more things and do more things tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. And I hope I do for you, too. No matter what I'm wearing or what we do together. Right. See you tomorrow, my friend. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.